بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، من السماوات والأرض وملء ما شاء من شيء بعد، أهل الثناء والمجد وأحق ما قال العبد وكلنا له عبد. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم ومن والاه. وبعد، dear brothers and sisters, we're starting this program and this lecture, believing in the Day of Judgment, الإيمان باليوم الآخر. Or believing the day after. الإيمان باليوم الآخر. Before we start going deep, we have to know what's the meaning of this word. الإيمان باليوم الآخر. Believing in the day of judgment or the day after. Believe, brothers and sisters, it means in Sharia, in the Islamic meaning of the word belief, al-Iman, it means something, or Iman, it means the concept of faith. Faith, having faith in the Day of Judgment, it means the faith, the word faith, Iman. It means believe in your heart and saying by your tongue and acting and action. So belief or faith, it has three things: something you believe it in your heart, and something you say it, and something you doing it, or something you practice. This is the meaning of the faith. The faith doesn't mean something you believe only. No. The short meaning. And it doesn't mean something you're talking about, you just pronounce it. That doesn't mean you have a belief. That doesn't mean you have faith. If you have belief in your heart and you're saying that by your tongue, it doesn't mean you have faith yet. Until you act. You start acting. So the three pillars for the faith: the action, talking, believing in the heart. Believing in the Day of Judgment, or to have faith in the Day of Judgment, the day after, it means have a strong belief in your heart. It's not only belief, a strong belief in your heart. اعتقاد جازم. A strong belief in it. And you say that, you witness that. And you act as the one who believes in the Day of Judgment. This is the complete meaning of having faith in the Day of Judgment. Or the day after, as the brother to the name, not the Day of Judgment, the day after, al-yawm al-akhir. What's the meaning of the day after? What's the day after? The day after is that day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all the creation together in a land the Prophet ﷺ described أنها أرض بلقاء بيضاء حصباء لم يسفك فيها دم. This land is a, like a white land in Sham, in Bayt al-Maqdis, in the Jerusalem. Allah will change the land. Changes, as we mentioned in the Quran, يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرُ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ. Allah changed the land. It will become, He will extend that Jerusalem to become a flat land, white, has stone, small stone in it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather all the creation. All the creation, not only the human being, not only the human being and jinn, all the creation there, they will be there. Witnessing that day, every single creation. And this is the, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge between the people who have tasleef, like the human being and the jinn. Then they will, some of them enter to the Jannah and some of them enter to the hellfire. This is what we mean by the day after. And the day of judgment, we call it the day of judgment also, because in that day, Allah will judge the human being and the jinn. And also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look even the animals, judge between the animals themselves. And then the animals will return to sand. It will turn to sand, as mentioned in Abu Sa'id al-Sahih. And also, the day of judgment, we call it, there's a lost name for the day of judgment in the Quran. A lost name. الساعه الصاخه الطامه all these names it tell us what a great day it is. And the ulama, the scholars, said the day of judgment is 2 days. The first day when you die, the second day when you get up from your grave. When you die, that means your qiyamah starts. Your qiyamah starts, and one of the names is Yawm al-Qiyamah, when Allah raised all the body from the grave. And that means to the day of judgment, tell you that it's a great day. It's not an easy day. Yawm al-Azim, Yawm al-Rahim, Yawm al-Shadeed. And that day is not one day at 24 hours. No, we call it day, it's a period of time. And that is, you know, one day in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the time is mean 50,000 years. 50,000 sana. The day of judgment, it has a lot of things to talk about, but I will just say briefly some points regarding this day. All the religions, they believe, all the religions, Christianity, Jewish, Islam, all they believe in the day of judgment, but don't think they believe the same now, the are same. See, the religions have changed. Like, for example, the Christianity believes their judgment it will be only the soul, not the body, to come back again. The soul, to go to the paradise or to the hell fire. And the Jewish, some of them believe the day of judgment is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Jesus again to the world, and whoever will follow him, he will judge between the people. Some of the Jewish, that's what they believe in the day of judgment. Even the old Egyptians, the pharaohs, they used to believe in the day of judgment because it's something logic. It doesn't make sense that the people live like this, and when they die, everything is finished. It doesn't make sense. It's the wisdom. It tells us there's no wisdom from creation then just to live and they die and there's nothing happening after that. Therefore, even the kuffar, they start thinking about, who has no religion, thinking about the day of judgment and try to imagine there's a day of judgment and talking about. Also, the Pharaohs, they might get this idea from the Prophet, and they sent it in like Yusuf alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. From long, long time,
the prophet from Adam alayhi salam's time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him down to the earth with his wife Hawa, he told him, you will be here for a while, then you will back again to me. He told him, in this land you will live, you will die, and you will come back again. So it was clear from the first day that when he reached the land, this is his life, his temporary life. Then he will go to another life, second life. Nuh alayhi salam, when he talked to his people, he told them, he reminded them about the Day of Judgment, as mentioned throughout Nuh. وَاللَّهُ أَنْبَتَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ نَبَاتًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made a form like he plants you in this land, ثُمَّ يُعِيدُكُمْ فِيهَا وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا. He will die and return back to the land. Then he will let you to come back again from the earth. يُخْرِجُكُمْ مِنْهَا إِخْرَاجًا آخر. يعني يُشِئُكُمْ مِنْهَا نَشْأَةً أُخْرَى. Also, all the prophets, Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, Mu'min al-Fir'aun, all the prophets, Isa alayhi salam, all the prophets, they used to call the people and remind them about the Day of Judgment. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did the same. So, let's see, what's the Day of Judgment? Day of Judgment starts when you die. You make your, the day after, it starts when you die. And it starts in the grave. You have to know, brother and sister, we have three kind of levels we go through. All the human beings live in the three stations. We have three stations. The first station is the dunya. This dunya. The second station it is the grave period. The third station it is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Day of Judgment, when we gather all the creation. See, there are three periods. First one in this dunya. Second, the grave. Third one, what? The Day of Judgment, Yawm al-Qiyamah. The first one, the rule is the first one goes to the body, not to the soul, to the body. You're dealing with body. The rule dealing with the body. And the soul come after that, come with it. In the grave, everything we will talk about the grave is related to the soul, not to the body. It's related to the soul. And the body come with it. And in the Day of Judgment, it's related to the soul and the body at the same time. I'll say that again. In this dunya, everything related to the body. You're praying, the punishment happened to you, any blessing, any ni'mah happened to you in this dunya, you enjoy it by your body. And the soul comes with it. But the main thing is your body. You enjoy it by your body. In the grave, the main thing is your soul. And your body might come after that. In the Day of Judgment, both your body and your soul. I'm saying that as an introduction when you're talking about the grave. The first step is the Day of Judgment. First step for you to this day after. The first step to the Jannah or to the Naam. It's your grave. The grave, our Prophet said, or mentioned, that the mu'mineen will be punished in their grave, and will be having na'im enjoyment in their grave. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that in the Quran when he's saying about Ali Fir'aun, he says subhanahu wa ta'ala, النَّارُ يُعْرَضُونَ عَلَيْهَا غُدُوًّا وَعَشِيًّا وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ أَدْخِلُوا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ أَشَدَّ الْعَذَابِ. Listen carefully. He says that because we have people claiming they said punishment in the grave, it wasn't mentioned in the Quran. And those people not accepting this as a part of our belief. And those people who are, for example, the Mu'tazila, a long time ago, a deviant sect, Mu'tazila, and today with the Tahrir they have the same belief, which is a very famous group. The same claim also that Allah Ta'ala didn't mention in the Quran the punishment of the grave. So they said we don't believe in it. And that's first of all wrong. Because Allah mentioned that, and this verse is said in Ta'ala, النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. They are punished in the fire in the day and the night. Who serves evil? In the day and the night. And when the day of judgment comes, they will be entered to the great punishment. So they are punishing, now they have punishment day and night by fire. That before the day of judgment, that's right? Because it says, and in the day of judgment they will enter to the great, or they will be punished by great punishment. So that means day and night, ghuduwa wa ashiya, it's before the day of judgment. Where is it? Come. Where is it? Does anybody enter hellfire now? No one enters. Do people enter in the day of judgment? Is anybody enter to the Jannah? No. No one. Nobody in the Jannah. Nobody in the paradise. Nobody in the hellfire. Enter the day of judgment. So those, the first people, they've been punished in their grave. And when the day of judgment comes, they will be entered to the hellfire. Also, Allah Ta'ala said about Nuh's people. He said, أغرقوا مما خطيئاتهم أغرقوا فأدخلوا نارا والفعل التعقيد يعني المباشرة يعني أغرقوا فأدخلوا نارا. Allah said about the Noah's people, when the طوفان, the water of the flood, come and cover all the earth, Allah SWT said they didn't drown, then they enter to the punishment. They start receiving the punishment. Are they entered to the hellfire? Not yet. Not yet. But they are receiving the hellfire, the punishment from the hellfire, while they are the grave, as the Prophet ﷺ said, the kafir, there is a gate will open in his grave, it will come to him the heat from the hellfire of his grave. Will be punished in his grave. This is first. Second, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that in the ahadith, which is reached tawasul. And also the Mu'tazila today, and the Tahrir saying it's not mutawatir, but in fact it's mutawatir. As the scholar says, as tens of hadith, might be hundreds also, talking about the punishment in the grave. Different kind of punishment. For example, the people who is lying, and his life will reach everywhere. The Prophet ﷺ saw in a dream that his punishment is that he will be punished by, like a person, he will have like a hook, and this man, his face, it will be turned all the way back. And also the people who are eating the riba, the interest, to deal in the interest, the Prophet saw in punishment by swimming in the blood, in the lake, it's a blood, full of blood, and there's a man stoned him. And also, the Prophet saw the man who's sleeping and not praying, and the one who has the Quran in his chest, who has the Quran, but he's been reading the Quran in the night, or praying in the night. He's like a person who lie down, another person having a big rock, and he threw it, and he destroyed his head, and then he go back to bring the rock again, and his head back again, and they keep punching like that. The person who's sleeping and not praying, may Allah find us forgetful of Allah. Also, the Prophet ﷺ once was walking, and he said, "Who's this? The two graves, who they are?" He said, "They are such and such person." Then the Prophet ﷺ said, "They are punishing. They are punishing in their graves. They receive punishment in their graves." and they punish for something that's not a great thing, not a major thing. And he says, no, it's a major thing. He says, no, it's a major thing. He knows, no, it's a major thing. What did he say, Rasulullah? He says, involved them. He used to get عَبَيْنَ النَّاسِ بِالنَّمِيمَةِ. Namima, talking bad about people. Go to this person, oh, that person says such about you. And she goes to other sisters, she said, oh, that sister talking bad such about you. And talking bad, making problems between families, between friends, in the community. And also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other person wasn't clean properly with the urine, he didn't clean himself good. Or they might a drop touch his soul or touch his body, his dress or his underwear or his body. He didn't clean some problems and problems. And in other narration, he was urine in front of people. He didn't cover his awa. And he said, "Sallam, it's a great thing." And in other narration, "Ammatu adab al qabr min al bawl." Ammatu adab al qabr min al bawl. The most of the punishment and the grace is from not a clean goo after urine. Most of the punishment is the grace for the reason, as it means in Hadith. And also, the Prophet ﷺ once again, he brought like a leaf or a green, green leaves, and he put it above the grave and he said it will cool them down. Until it will return to it's a dream, still has the water, it will cool them down. And this is only for the Prophet ﷺ, nobody can do that today, because no one has a knowledge about what's going on in the grave. And this is only for the Prophet ﷺ, before none of the Sahaba did it after him. What I'm just trying to say is, Allah a hadith, I'm not going to talk in detail about the grave and the punishment of the grave because it's a special lecture. But there's a lot of hadith mentioned the punishment, and also that the Muslims in his grave, he will be happy, he will receive na'im. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He makes his grave like Rawah min Riyad al-Jannah. He will have a gate from Jannah. He will come to him, he can feel the cool breeze from the Jannah. This is crazy. Some people say. Okay, there's the grave, the grave yard there, cemetery. Go ahead and if you see anything, we couldn't see anything. Some people said we put cameras, record, tape in the grave, but we couldn't hear anything. We couldn't see anything. I tell you that. The answer is very easy. Even if it seems like a big problem, the answer is very, very easy. You know why? Huh? Because it's not your world, it's unseen world. I told you, in this journey, everything related to body, see, smell, listen, touch, but in the grave, no, related to soul first. And the body come after that. How is that? There's some accidents happen. People saw by their eyes a punishment in the grave. And this happened. And there's a lot of discovered things. And personally, I know some people saw something like that. Like one brother, he's doing all the time. Like he always take the dead people to the cemetery. He like prepare funeral. He work like funeral home. He's a business and overseas. Once he said, "Wallahi." When we did the grave, every time we start snaking. He says, we leave it and we go to other graves. We dig the grave and see a snake hole for that particular person. He said, "Wallahi, what we did the last thing, we throw him with the snake." And he asked his father, he said, he never prayed that person. He wasn't praying. And this man, I know him personally. And also, a lot of stories about him. Once, Sheikh, one of the Sheikhs in Kuwait, he said something about a miser. a miser. You know, miser, dakhi. And the miser, this is the great loser. You know why? Because he lives, in this dunya like a poor person, and the day of judgment, Allah judges him as a rich person. So he's losing both ways. And even if he's not in the rich judgment like poor people with no money and his judgment is short. No, he will be like a rich person. But this day of this life, he is like poor people. So this miser, when he's going to die, he said, I will never die and leave this money. As a goal. A goal. The one who narrated the story, he said, he was doing that thing from the hole in the door. And this miser, he used to put the gold in the oil. The oil, and said, he talked to the gold. He said, I love you. I couldn't leave you behind me. Well, for who I will leave you? I live for you. You worship them, the money. As the Prophet said, Ta'ika Abdul Dinar, slave of the dinar, slave of the god, slave of the dollar. And he put it in the oil and he eats it. Until he died. That man, he told him that he died and he took him to the grave. It's so heavy. He didn't know why, but that person said, I know why. In the night he came and he took him out from his grave and he said, when he opened his stomach, he said, Wallahi, I still remember the touch. I touched the gold, it was shining. It was red. It was like a fire. Very hot. He said, it burned my hand. Inside him. Astonishing. I've seen a lot of stories and people saw that by their eyes. And they saw also the na'im can happen to the mu'min in the grave. Like many graves, the brother said, we smell perfume in the grave before the man reaches. They said, wallahi, we smell the perfume in the grave before the man is in the car, they bring him to the cemetery. He said, we can smell the good smell in the grave. From where? And this is, it can happen to the person, and you might get a chance to see it, but in general, everything in the grave is related to the soul, it doesn't relate to the body. Therefore, people, when you see grave, it doesn't mean the holy being in the ground only. No, even if they put him in the sky or inside the box or anything, it still he will receive the punishment if he is careful or not a good Muslim. Also, the Muslim, he will be punished in the grave to clean him. When you go to the Day of Judgment, he will be clean from the sin to save him. And you have to know, when we go to the Day of Judgment, every step is harder. You go from easier to harder. Either dunya is easy, then grave is harder. Then, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call the people, they will get like plagues from their grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send a rain. This rain is a white, thick rain. أشبه ما يشقى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يرسل مطرا كمني الرجال. He will send it from the right side under his throne, as it mentioned in the hadith in Sunan al-Bayhaqi, the Kubra, and he will send it to the earth, and the people start of planting. Why the plant? كالبقلي يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Like the beans, how it grows, the people will grow like that. Naked. Barefoot. They don't cover their head. Shirt, rubra. Wurla, غير مختومين. There's no khitan. غير مختومين. Like the way you are born, but bigger size. For full size. You will Allah will turn on the evil like this. Aisha said, Ya Rasulullah, woman than men. He said, yes. She said, and we look, and I couldn't believe it, naked. We're looking at each other. He laughed for Allah and said, Kalla ya Aisha, inna al-amru a'ma min that. The matter is bigger than that. That day nobody looking, nobody thinking about him, about desires or anything. So everybody, he saw the truth. And the nation will be together, each nation together. And the people will stand for a while, and the sun will be very close to the people. Very close, as you, one man. And the narrator said, I don't know, he means meal, like a mile, which is distance, or the meal is the stick, the small stick one is using for putting makeup in their eyes. The kuhl, we put it there, we put the kuhl, this is the meal, it's very close. And everything changed, thank you. There's nothing from the rules we know in this dunya of the sun comes closer on any 1 meter or 1 mile we will burn. Now everything is changed. And the people sweat, sweating. And the kuffar crying. And the arak, the sweat, it will be, some people it will cover their ankles. Some of them will cover his sweat, will cover his, go all the way up to his knees. Some of them to his telephone, some of them it will go to his neck, some of them his foot will cover him. Everyone has his good deeds and bad deeds, as the Prophet said, we mentioned. That day, the people will run, looking for any way to get out from the situation. Anything can help anyone. They seek out just to get out from this. Where do they think they will go? They will go to the prophet. They will go to Adam alayhi salam. Adam, you are the father of the human being. You are our father. Allah creates you by his hand. A special man. Allah creates men from by his hand. So, Adam, go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask him to start the judgment. He is small, his mind is very small. He says that if he starts judgment, that will be easier. Why is he saying that? Because what he saw, the mountain has been destroyed, the sea turned to fire. There's no stars. The land has been changed. وَإِذَا الْوُحُوشُ حُشِرَتْ The animals, they gather together to the jinn, the imps, all the creation, the angels everywhere. And لا إله إلا الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the sky gates and the angels come pulling the hellfire. The hellfire has لها خمسون ألف زمام كل زمام يجره خمسون ألف ملك يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. They will bring the hellfire, pulling him by rope, pulling him the angel, 50,000 rope. They pull him. Each rope holding it, 50,000 angels. As mentioned in Hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hellfire coming, the people hearing the hellfire with the breathing. سَمِعُوا لَهَا شَهِيقًا وَهِيَ تَفُورُ Boiling, they hear the boils of the hellfire boiling, boiling. And Al-Jannah, where the Jannah was written, the Jannah, the paradise, came closer up and the hellfire down. And to reach the Jannah, there is a bridge above the hellfire. To reach the Jannah, all these things, people watching. And that day, it's very hard day. That day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us that day is very busy. Even the heavens couldn't hold. The mountains, the earth. That day Allah makes the boys, the young boys, he turns, the hair turns to white. It's scary. ثلاث مواضع يا عائشة لا يغني حبيب عن حبيب شيئا يوم أن تطير الصفر ويوم أن ترفع الموازين ويوم يعبر الناس على الصلاة لا يذكر حبيب حبيبا قالت ولا أنا تذكرني يا رسول الله قال ولا أنت يا عائشة رضي الله عنها فبكت three times nobody will remember his friend or the man or the person he loved. What is this three times Ya Rasulullah Aisha asked? He said, when the books, when Allah Ta'ala starts giving the books to the people, you take it in the right hand or left hand, you didn't know. In that moment you couldn't remember anyone. You couldn't think about anyone, even the one you love more. When the parents came and you didn't know your parents, the good deeds or the your sins, which one is heavier? And when you walk on the Sirat, the bridge above Jahannam, no one remembered anyone that time. Ya Rasulullah, she said, Aisha, even you will not remember me, and the one who has not, who can love me more. She said, no one remembers anyone, Ya Aisha, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. And this narration, even it has, it's not that strong narration, but Hafiz al-Iraqi hassanahu, the Imam al-Iraqi said it's hassan, but it's fiha inqita', no inqita'. But the meaning is right. Yubassarunahum. They will look at their friends. They will see their friends. They will see the people they love. وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا. He didn't ask his friends. He didn't talk. He didn't care what he doing. يَوْمَ تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلًا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. You would see the people, the mother, she used to nurse her baby. She raised her baby, run away from him. Even when she's nursing, and you know what nursing means? There's a strong relation between the mother and the baby. Even the doctor says, if a woman now she's in her last month, like she's 9 months pregnant, if she hears a baby crying, she will start feeling that she wants to nurse somebody. Even the sound affects her. A strong relationship. That day she will leave her baby. Just think about herself. She will deliver, or she will leave her baby, she delivers from such scary baby. You look at the people you see, they are like drunk, they're going like this. But in fact they are not. They're free. They're free. Look at the people. Going back to the hadith that starts with. When the people go to Adam, Ya Adam, you are the father of the human being. You are the one Allah created by His hand. There is no other creation Allah created by His hand except Adam alayhi salam. No one, even Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one. So you go make shafa'a for us. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to finish that case. He said what? My son, La ilaha illallah. It's Adam alayhi salam. The one Allah says to him clearly, I said to you this, you are the Jannah, you are one of my prophets, you are the father of all human beings. He's in Jannah. His soul in Jannah. And the Prophet Muhammad saw him in the heaven while he making the salah to the Muslim to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he was returned back to the day of judgment, he forgot everything. He just remembered his sin. He didn't know what's going on, what will happen to him. It's a scary day. He said, "My sin, my sin." So how about us? How about me and you? How about me and you? If Adam alayhi salam prayed for his sins, how about us? Then they will go to Nuh. They will ask him, he said, "No, my sin, my sin." Then he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about his son. And then they will go to Musa alayhi salam, to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He would say, "My sin, I lied 3 times, and it wasn't lie actually. It's not lie." He told her, "This is my sister," and he means wife. He meant his wife, and she's his sister in Islam. And when he said, "I will am sick," and he was sick of him, of them. He wasn't sick like hell, but he was sick of them. He said, "I'm sick." He made us a sense of your couple when he was talking to his people. But he considered them as a lie. And when he said, "Bata'ala has to be on Hada," when he destroyed the idols, and he said that the big one would be the one who destroyed all the idols in country. He said, "This is a lie. So today I'm praying for my sin. Don't ask me to say anything. Our Lord, He's so angry to do. He never been angry like this before. Inna Rabbana qad ghadiba ghadaban lam yaghdabhu qat." He never been angry like this before. And he will not come. The day he holds the earth, he will hold the heaven in his hand, right hand, subhanahu wa ta'ala, shaking it. The Prophet was shaking his hand. Ibn Umar said, "I was under his member. I thought he would fall down on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Admiration for a Muslim. You know, he could vote. He would call people by voice, subhanahu wa ta'ala. A voice, he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Everyone will hear this voice. The one who's close or so far, they will hear the same." Al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah says, in Khalqa Fa'al al-Ibad, he says, this is a special voice. It's not like our voice. The one who's close, he will hear it clearly, and the one far away, he will not be able to hear the same. He said, "Allah's voice, no, everybody will hear the same. Everybody will understand it. Even you, translator, you need nothing. يسمعه من دعوك من قرؤك." يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was telling the people, "أنا الملك, أنا الديان, أنا الملك, أنا الديان. I'm the king. I'm the king." And in Surah Al-Insan, "وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا الْأَرَى قِرَاءَ وَمَلِكًا كَبِيرًا." قراءة حق وملكا كبيرا في قراءة وملكا كبيرا. That day we'll see a great man and a great king. ملك يوم الدين كما يقراء وقش وغيره. ملك يوم الدين is the king of the day of judgment. ملك الملوك, the king of all the kings. سبحانه وتعالى. That day, the people said, "No." The Prophet said, "No, we couldn't. We prayed from our sins." Then the Prophet ﷺ, we were came to the Prophet, we were came to Isa. Isa, who never mentioned anything, they said, "No, I cannot." You go to Muhammad, he said, "I am for it. I am for it. Ana laha. Ana laha. Ana laha." Then you will go under the throne. Allah's throne. And he will make sujood. And Allah will let him, he will teach at that time a kind of muhammad, a way he prays Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and asking him to start the judgment. That's it. That's what they're asking for, just to start the judgment. In that time, brothers and sisters, in that hardship, the people were looking to a certain people. يَرْضِطُهُمْ عَلَيْهَا الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ وَالصِّدِّيقُونَ. The shuhada, the shaheed, the righteous people will start saying, who they are? Oh, they are in a great position. We wish to be there. You see, the prophet, the shaheed, the righteous people asking who they are. How do you reach that level? You know who they are. إِنَّهُمَ الْمُتَحَابُونَ فِي ضَلَالٍ أَهْلَانَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكُمْ. Who they are? They are the people who love each other and take up Allah. May Allah make us among them. In the shade of that, Allah is strong. الْمُتَجَاوِرُونَ فِي ضَلَالٍ الْمُتَحَابُونَ فِي ضَلَالٍ الْيَوْمَ أُذِلُّهُمْ بِظِلٍّ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلِّي. The people who visit each other for the sake of Allah, who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said that day, they are in my shade. With no shade that day, take the shade out of this. عَلَى مَنَاثِرَ مِنْ فِيهُ يَرْبِطُهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالصِّدِّيقُونَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ. Allah puts them in a place unlike church, something lost, in very good position, safe from the sun, safe from that, hearted. La ilaha illallah. But don't think it's easy by saying, I love you, thank you, Allah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. It's something you want, action. It's something in your heart, in your tongue, in your action. And the people in that day, strange things happen. Every prophet had that day a pool or pool, but tank, house, a pool full of water. And the greatest pool of tank is the Prophet of Allah's pool. And يَشْخُبُ فِيهِ مِنْ زَبَانِ مِنْ أَنْهَارِ الْجَنَّةِ. This pool full of water from Al-Kawthar, from river Al-Kawthar, which Allah has given to our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, is the river of Jannah. That pool is huge. His wife, it's very long, very wide, has cut as much as the stars in the sky. Shine. Everybody go and take it. Drink it. Drink it. And the Prophet of Allah, he said, أَنَا فَرَطُكُمْ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. He's the first one who will be there. Calling the people, يَدُودُ النَّاسَ عَلَى الْحَوْضِ. Calling the people, come, come. Because each prophet that day he will be, alhamdulillah, proud by his nation. And the Prophet of Allah's nation is the largest nation after that more than his nation. The people start coming. And the Prophet of Allah, he will know his people by the sign of wudu, which is a light in their forehead and in their hands and in their foot. Whoever is not praying, whoever is not making wudu, no one will know him in the day of judgment. There is no time with the man. With this man. So, people start coming. But the angel will stop some people from entering to the house, to the pool, to drink. No, no. The Prophet said, I know this single. And in some narration he said, Utalhadi, there are some of them as my companions. Some of them are friends. I used to know them. The angels will not say, you didn't know what they did after you. Well, the Murtadeen after the Prophet passed away, some of the new people into Islam make Riddah. They change their religion. But not the Sahaba, as some demons group saying that the Sahaba, all of them, changed the religion. No, only some of people who changed the religion. And the Prophet ﷺ taught that they are they still Muslims, and the end of the Prophet, they make Riddah, or they Riddah after that. All other narrations, they are among my nation. But the Malaika said, إِنَّ شَلَاتِذْرِ إِنَّا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدِ. What did they do after you? They start making bidah, invasion. Therefore, the scholar said, the innovator, one of his punishments, that you will not be able to drink from the Prophet of Allah's pool. And he doesn't mean it's Catholic, he will never enter to the Jannah. No, he will enter, there's no proof that he will not enter. He will. But the point is, he will not be able to drink from that pool that time. That pool is before the bridge. Why? Because as you see, the people will be rejected from drinking from it. And those people, they will never be able to cross the bridge. Therefore, the scholar says, it is the pool before the bridge. Some scholars said, how come it will be before the bridge? And the Prophet said, whoever will drink from that pool, he will never get thirsty again. And that means everyone who will drink from that pool, he will never enter to the hellfire. So this pool should be after the Sirat, after the people pass the hellfire, and not before the bridge. See the two different opinions. But the answer is, there is no such thing. Some scholar said it can be whoever drinks from it, he might punish him in the hellfire, but his punishment in the hellfire will not be by getting thirsty. He might enter to the hell punishment in the hellfire, but he will not feel thirsty. It doesn't mean that he will not be able to drink from the, he will not be punished. Doesn't mean if you drink from that pool, doesn't mean you will not be punished. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best about this. It doesn't matter for us when it is. We will see, inshallah. Yeah, everyone will see. But the point is not, what we're going to do? Are we among those people who can survive or not? The people that day, after they drink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stop the judgment. The kuffar, there is no hisab for them. The kafir, Allah will not discuss the thing he did. There is no penance for them because they don't have any good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only will show them their bad deeds. Then Allah will order everyone who worships a god to follow it. The people who used to pray for the sun, they will follow the sun. The people who worship the cross, they will follow the cross. The people who worship idols, they will follow that idol. They will be following. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make on the hellfire of fire. You can see. And they will be following it until this God, and whoever worships Muhammad, he will see a picture of Muhammad. Whoever worships angel, he will be following this angel. Isa, he will be following Isa. Musa, he will be following Musa. He will be following that picture. And Allah will throw all of them to the hellfire. The kuffar came to Prophet Muhammad and said, you're saying that you're reading in the Quran, احشر الذين ظلموا وازواجهم وما كانوا يعبدون من دون الله. يعني gather all the people who worship others with Allah. And what they worship, all of them, حسب جهنم. All of them they will be in the hellfire. That means you're claiming that the angels in the hellfire, Jesus in the hellfire, and you think he's a prophet, an angel. What? Why is that the Jesus and angels in the hellfire? Subhanallah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down the other ayahs, which is subhanahu wa ta'ala, إن الذين سبقت لهم منا الحسنى أولئك عنها مبعدون لا يسمعون حسيسا وهم في مسلاهم أنفسهم خالدون. The people among the righteous people, like the angels, like Jesus, they will not enter to the hellfire. There will be a picture looks like him and people follow him. But they will never touch the hellfire, they never enter. Then, the only people will left, the people who claim that they pray the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that day, everybody will have a book, and there is a talent. You will see your good deeds and your bad deeds. Some people that day, they will come with a good deed like mountain, but white mountain, big mountain. A lot of good deeds. They're so proud that they have all this good deeds. Praying, fasting, charity, zakat, amr bima'ruf, nasiha, learning, teaching, a lot of good deeds, a lot of good things they have done in his life. Mountains of good deeds, mountains. He's been doing it long time. And he said, sure, it's a good sign for me. Then suddenly, he'll find it all of it gone. Became like dust. فَقَدِمْنَا إِلَىٰ مَا قَدِمُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. Wow. For two reasons. One, this person, when he did it, he wasn't doing it for the sake of Allah. Other attention, other things in your heart. To be claimed that you are a scholar or generous person, brave, very good researcher for Quran, Shaykh, mashallah, good Muslim. He was looking for them. Those people that Allah will stop the day of judgment by putting this kind of people in the hellfire. First people will go. And the other kind of people, يَقُولَ بِحَسَنَاتٍ كَجِبَالِ تِهَامَةَ لِلْبَاقِ. Like Tuhana of mountains in Hijaz. Mountains, big mountains. Deeds, good deeds. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn it to dust. Because when they are alone, they do the sinful. When they are public, they look like harshes. When they are alone, they do the sinful. They don't care. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اخْتَلَوْا بِمَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ انْتَهَكُوا. أولئك الذين اختلوا بمحارم الله فهكوهم. If they are alone, they will not care about the forbidden things, the wujud. But in public, no. Most people all the feet, and another people came with a lot of good deeds. Salah, Fadama, Siyam, a lot of things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, you curse that person, you talk bad about that person, you're lying, you kill that person, you sacrifice that person. Oh, they actually look at something in the hand, they said in the hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what kind of the hand of it? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will think from his deeds to those people who he harmed. Take from his deeds, give it to them. Take from his deeds, give it to them. That person, you stole money from your deeds to them. That person, you talk bad about him from your deeds to him. That person, you killed him from deeds to him. You'll be finished. He's still asking Allah. He lied. He said things bad about me. He talked bad about me. He's mocking from me. I mean, from his good deeds, Allah said, he wants to. Then Allah will take from their sins, put it in him. From their sins, put it in him. From their sins, put it in him. And he will finally be thrown in the whole fire. What's the first thing Allah is going to ask a person? You know? أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ عَلَيْهِ الْإِيمَانُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةُ. The first thing where you ask the person, the Muslim that time, is the prayer, five prayers. Do you know five prayers on time or not? The first question regarding the Islamic rule. You have to finish. Then if his prayer complete, Allah will start looking at the other things you have done. If it's not, take him to the Hafar. مَا تَرَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرَ قَالُوا لَمْ لَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. Why you entered to the Hafar? He says, because we don't need to pray. We're not praying. No? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will order everybody who will take his book. People will take books by their right hand. فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَذَا اقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَهْ. Say, come, look at me. I got the book. This is the translation. Not in the college. This is the certificate to Jannah. هَذَا اقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَهْ إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ كِتَابِيَهْ. I was certain, one man who is certain, I know that I am going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to face this day. I'm going to have this day of the judgment. مُلَاقٍ كِتَابِيَهْ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةَ الرَّاضِيَةِ. وَأَنَّ مَنْ أُوتِيَ كِتَابَهُ. The person who will take his book by his left hand and from behind, like this. From left by left hand, behind his back. And in two verses of the Quran, when you take the Shimani, and the other verse is in the right of Abre, behind his back, like this. He tried to catch his book like this. Then he will cry, يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوتَ كِتَابِيَهْ. I wish I didn't see this book. Why? Because when he takes the book, he says, يَا وَيْلَكَ مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرًا وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. When they look at the book, they said, what's this book? It has every single thing in it. Major thing, minor thing, everything in it. يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. I wish I'm standing like the animal. I wish I'm standing. I wish I'm covered with nothing. Wallahi, your brother. Wallahi, brother and sister. Just think about Umar ibn Khattab. While he died, he said, يَا لَيْتَنِي أَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا كَفَافًا لَّهِ وَلَا عَلَيْهِ. Umar ibn Khattab, the one of Allah Ta'ala, send the Quran supporting him more than four times. The one the Prophet said, when the evil, with the shaitan, with the shaitan stay in the tree, he will run away to other trees. She said, when he died, I wish I would get out from the dunya with nothing. No good deeds, no sense. Just equal. I don't want to do. She wants anything. She prayed. She prayed. It's not an easy day. It's a hard day. Then the people, when they look at their books, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that book witness. He doesn't need it, but he's just subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will make witness from your book. Then he will let the land talk. The land will be witness. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يُنْظَرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيَرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. The land is supporting him. Such as a person, the sun will touch that day. Good or bad, as the Prophet said, when the Mu'azzin, when you get called the Adhan, the stone, the tree, it will be witness for you in the Day of Judgment. The black stone, it will come as a witness for you in the Day of Judgment. Your finger, it will be witness for you in the Day of Judgment. But some people, they argue. They love arguing. They will not forget the argument, even the Day of Judgment. So it says, Ya Rabbi! Ya Rabbi! My Lord! You told me that you would never accept any witnesses on me except myself. قَدْ أَخْبَرْتَنِي أَنَّكَ لَا تَقْبَلُ شَاهِدٌ عَلَيَّ إِلَّا مِنْ نَفْسِي. Here I am saying, I didn't get that or that. I have excused. بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذيرة. The person, he knows the truth, even if he gives some excuse. But he knows the truth, it's just excuse. Then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will say, okay, I will make witness from yourself. He will يختم على فيه. He'll close his tongue. He couldn't talk, speak. And Allah will ask his heart to talk. His hand, his thighs, his foot will start talking. He did that and that. He did such and such that day. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The eyes, everything will start talking. Then you did that, you did that. Then he will say, Tabba lakum. Tabban lakum. Yani, he cursed his body, and saying, I was trying to save you the whole time. And he's talking. They will turn. أَنْطَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْطَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah the one who let us see. We couldn't stop. So be careful. You bodies be witness on you. The earth under you, the angel, the book, everything is written. And all of this, the greatest witness, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. And enough, he is sufficient for us. And the mu'min, Allah will tell him, you did that and that. The mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you believe in Allah Qiyamah. He will let you and bring him close to Allah. La ilaha illallah. Wallahi, just imagine yourself. He makes you close to him. Close, nobody hear what he's telling you. You start to the Hasbah. He stops in secret, self-talk. My glory, you did such and such. You did that and this. You're not even the ruler. And you said, yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Then, Allah will tell him, أنا كتبتها عليك في الدنيا واليوم أسترها عليك وأغفر لك. And the dunya, I didn't tell anybody about this. You just talking to the church. Nobody knows. And today I will keep it as a secret to you. Nobody will know. And I will forgive you. يضع عليه كنزا حفظه فطرة سبحانه وتعالى كبر keep all this in secret, nobody listen. It's not like talking loud and public for everybody here, no. Allah loves this thing. Allah loves me, the one who obeyed me. He subhanahu wa ta'ala worry about him. He wants to keep him in the good. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will leave the people, then will come back. In a way they didn't know, because nobody can see him up the whole when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all of him. Nobody can see him. He can see only part. I mean only part of him. Then he will come back, they will not know him. And he will tell me, and what are you waiting for? He said, we're waiting for our Lord. He said, are you Lord? They said, no, you're a liar, you're not our Lord. How do you know? He said, no, I am. How do you know your Lord? He said, remember one of the times that he saw his life, the place subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show them the length that we will go make to do it. And nobody thinks his legs like your legs, Auzubillah, or like anything in your legs. No, it's something related to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since we don't know how his limbs like, we don't know how his legs looks like, or hands or things, we don't even know how it looks like. We believe in it as it is. We didn't change the meaning, we didn't change the word. We accept everything, we believe in it. And he says, there is a commitment to Allah wa sallam al-Basir. Then, they will go make the sujood, accept the hypocrite. They couldn't. They thought we can do it, play again in the day of judgment, but they cannot. He will try to make the sujood, but his back would be like the blade. He cannot. And he will be thrown in the hellfire. In the hellfire, it's not finishing. In the hellfire is a bridge. A bridge. وَإِنْ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا ثُمَّ نُنَجِّي الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا وَنَذَرُ الظَّالِمِينَ فِيهَا جِثِيًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised each one of us brother and sister. Allah breaks his promise? No. Allah promised us each one, you will come to the hellfire. You will see. Warada, it doesn't mean enter. He didn't say everybody will enter. No. He will come. He will pass by. On the bridge, and that bridge is real, is a train bridge. It's very tall, it's very sharp, small, it has hooks. You cannot walk good in it. مَبْحَدَةُ الْمَجَنَّةُ. And the hooks take the people to the helper. How far is down there? Under your knee. And people will walk in this bridge with their life. With their life. The scholar says, that time the hypocrites, they will still find the light. There's no mind for them. It's the life. The Muslim has a life attribution before the Muslim. So every Muslim has his life. And he will go to this bridge, running to the to our home, to the Jannah. Our home. The home. Our father's home, Adam alayhi salam. With all of us going back to it. Then people will cross that bridge like the light. Some of them like the wind. Very quickly. Some of them like the good kind of stuff. Very fast. Some of them running. Some of them walking. Some of them crawling. Some of them walking a little bit and balancing and sometimes fall down and hanging until they will survive. And some of them they will fall down. Some of them the fire will touch his foot, burn his foot. Until whoever survives and will fall down in the whole fire. May Allah save all of us. Then the mu'min finish that. Then after that, not yet, there is another bridge to the Jannah. Where all the Muslims stay in that area, and if I have anything against my brother, or have anything against me, we should settle this down now. And for everybody be satisfied. And so two people, they're not satisfied. He said, I did that, he did to me, and the Allah SWT finally will tell him, okay. You will be happy if you both you go to Jannah? He said, yes. Allah SWT said, yes, let's go. Go to Jannah. People will be waiting for the gates to open, the Jannah's gate, eight gates. And it was in Hadith Abi Hurairah, Hurairah, in the Sahihah, eight gates. Each gate for a certain kind of people. Whoever offering Siyam Allah, he will be called from the gates of Babah again. Whoever offering, who is making Jihad Sabilillah, he will be called from the Bab of Jihad Sabilillah. Whoever is praying, he will be called from the prayer gate. And so on. The Prophet ﷺ said, إِنَّا مَا بَيْنَ نُفْرَى عِبَابِ الْجَنَّةِ كَمَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَإِنَّهُ لَيَأْتِي عَلَيْهِ يَوْمَ النَّاسِ يَتَّبُّونَ عَلَيْهِ. The gate of the Jannah, the door, it's wide as much as between the earth and the heaven. And in one day, it will be full of people. Infinite. لا إله إلا الله. Then the people will be waiting for this gate to open until the Prophet Muhammad comes and he will hold the he will knock the door, يمسك بحلقة باب الجنة يطرق الباب, he knocks the door. Who is this? This is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. We've been ordered to open for you only. In some narration he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I find a woman. A woman tried to enter before me to the Jannah. He was asked who this. She's the woman who is taking care of her children, orphans. The father was dying, the mother raised the children. Good, splendidly, good way. She's been taking care of them. And he will enter to the Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the people will discuss entrance. Everybody go to his station, certain station. Where the blessing, the na'im, which nobody saw, nobody can imagine, nobody has seen something like that, or built anything like that before. Where everything is good. Everything is good. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, are you satisfied? He said, Ya Rabbana, na'am. Radina wallahi, Ya Rabbana. He said, not yet.
What's more?
He said, وَحِلُّ عَلَيْكُمْ رُضْوَانِي فَلَا أَرْضَهُ بَعْدَهَا أَبْدًا. I'll be satisfied with you. I'll have rida on you. And I will never become angry on you again. Never. I'll never become angry on you. This is the greatest thing you will have. You will have. The last person who will enter the kingdom, the last person, as mentioned by Bukhari, he's in the, like, in the first level in Hellfire, the easiest punishment, the easiest level in Hellfire. He said, Ya Rabbi, Halla akhrajtani min an-nar. فيقول الله له Oh my Lord, can you just let me to get out from the Hellfire? Just out. I don't want to go to Jannah, just out. Get out. You will ask anything else? My Lord, I will never ask, I promise. He will listen to get out. He will say after a while, My Lord, let me to be away from it. I still feel the heat. I can't see the hellfire. Just let me be. Allah says, Subhanallah. ما أقدرك يا ابن آدم. You just come. I did not take you from me. If I do that for you, you will ask for anything else? He said, No. I promise I will never ask for anything more. Then Allah Ta'ala will listen to his voice. He couldn't feel the heat. لا يأتي من ريشنا ونتنها وصهدها. Then he will say, My Lord, I can see that the tree that is close to the door from the gate of the Jannah, just to be in the shadow, just staying there, under the tree. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You pray in your promise. You just promise and now you need something more. If I give it to you, promise, you will need anything more? He said, no, I promise, just come. No more. Then Allah ta'ala kind of will let him to go to that tree, under the tree. He will say, My Lord, just front of the gate of the Jannah. That's it. Just to see how the people do it. I don't want to go inside. I know I'm not that good person. Just on the door. To see the Jannah. To feel the nice breeze, the cold breeze. Allah has said, Are you going to ask for anything more? He said, No. He will listen to go down far. Then after a while, I said, My Lord, just one step inside the Jannah, that's it. I can't. I'm watching the people in Jannah. Just let me to enter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let him to enter. He will laugh, subhanahu wa ta'ala, at him. And he will let him enter to the Jannah. And he will say to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wish, what you want? He said, Wish? It's a dear wish. So I want this and that and this and that. Allah has not finished. He said, Wait. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet said, Then Allah will remind him things they like. I heard about this and that. He said, Yes, I want this and that too, and this and that. Three times the Prophet said, Allah reminds him. And finally, Allah said that it's satisfied for you to give you like the greatest king in this dunya, what he used to have. Not like him and twice more. He said, Ya Rabbi, أَتَحْزَأُ بِهُ أَنْتَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. My Lord, you know in front of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَلْ وَعَشْرُ أَمْتَانِهِ. You know, I will double it 10 times. وَذَلِكَ آخِرْ أَقَلُّ النَّاسِ مَرْتَبَةً فِي الْجَنَّةِ. This is the lowest person in Jannah. وَآخِرُ مَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ أُنَاسِ. People, they've been in the hellfire. They turn to a circle. تُفَحَّمُوا. ويخرج الله أجسادا من النار قد تبحمت. Allah will take off out from the hellfire of evil, be turned to like charcoal, black. Allah will take them out, put them in a river we call it Nahr al-Hayat, the river of the life. And they will come back in a nice body, nice shape, like the shape of Ahlul Jannah. And there will be around their neck khatam, ring. They will be called in the Jannah Utaqa'u Rahman, the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala screaming from the hellfire. This is the Jannah. And may Allah hold us in the other hand in the hellfire. By the way, it's not acceptable for anyone now. Imagine to be in a position of that man who's the last one entered to the Jannah. No, you shouldn't be like that. It should be like Abu Bakr when he said, Ya Rasulallah, there is 8 gates, he will be called from the 8 gates. There is anyone who will be called from the 8 gates to Qadr? Billahi alaykum, Abu Bakr, he will enter to the Jannah from how many gates? One, he has one body. But he will be called from 8 gates. Look at them, you think about 8 gates. And today if I ask you this, even from under the meat, under the gates, I won't enter. From the window, the talking. Yeah, because we are very short. We are looking our interesting limit. But he's thinking the 8 gates, that's what makes them special. That's what makes them survive. It's interesting when exam and he says, oh, today in the test, exam math, for example. I need help 40 to be too bad. Okay, 40. I have to make 40 degrees. Believe me, you will make 20. Because you cannot. But if you said, oh, 90, you might get 85. If this is my target, if this book is my target, this is my target. If this is my target, I can cover my target by my hand. That's right? I can't see the book now because my hand covers the target. Because it's small target. But if my target is this wall, even if it was this, I can't. It couldn't cover the whole target. And Allah makes your target Jannah. It's wider than the heavens and the earth. So nothing can cover it. Nothing can keep you away from it. Nothing can keep the vision from the Jannah. It's wider than the earth and the heavens. To think about it. Not make this dunya. Don't make this dunya keep you busy about the day of judgment. No. The people in the hellfire, just only this hadith is enough. The easiest punishment in the hellfire is for the Prophet of Allah and the Prophet. إن كان في ضحضاح من النار يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تحت إبها من قدمي جمرتان من النار يغلي منهما حره يغلي من حرهما دماغه. He is in the highest level, the easiest level in the hellfire, in the first level. ضحضاح من النار. It's not that strong because when you go deep, it's more strong. But the deepest point was the hypocrite. There he is in the top of the hellfire, the easiest one. His punishment is the easiest part, exactly, which is he is under his thumb, like the thumb toe, under it is two charcoal. If they have from the heat, him. Listen, easy point. The people in the hellfire, they're filled from fire. They're drenched from fire. They're clothed from fire. They're raised from fire. They're living in fire. قُطِعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِنْ نَارٍ يُصَبُّ مِنْ فَوْقِ رُءُوسِهِمُ الْحَمِيمُ. هذا الحميم يظهر ما Not even burning amongst you lose. We drink water when we can bring it closer to their face. Their face, it will melt from the heat of the water. And he will drink and drink and drink and drink. Like the fake camel will start drinking, 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 it will never stop drinking until it will die. Now we go to him Nihat, and we say to him Rawat. We have beds and covers, like blankets from fire. قُطِعَتْ لَهُمْ ثِيَابٌ مِنْ نَارٍ. Allah makes for them clothes from the hellfire. They will eat, they need to eat. They will eat رِسْمِين زَكُّون طَعَامُ الْأَكِيمِ كَالْمُهْلِ يَغْرِي فِي الْبُطُونِ شجرة تخرج في أصل الجحيم طلعها كأنه رؤوس الشياطين. A tree is planted in the end of the hellfire, in the bottom of the hellfire. It looks like angels. It looks like evil, scary. Even if it's fire itself. What are we waiting for? What do you think the life of it will be looks like? Wallahi, if no one has a decent mind, he will leave this Jannah and think about entering this kind of punishment in the hellfire. For what? To be enjoy yourself 1 hour, 5 minutes, 2 minutes? What is the most enjoying thing in this dunya? How many times it takes? 1 hour? 2 hours? 3 hours? 1 day? 2 days? 1 year? Then what? Then what? Brothers and sisters, it's a hard duty. It's a serious duty. That day when the Sahaba remember, it used to stop them from doing any kind of sinful. All of their members, it will be the most important thing for them, encourage them to do, to offer the good deed. One of the Prophet said, whoever wants a Jannah, arduha as-samawati wal-ard. Who wants a Jannah? It's wider than the heavens and the earth. Who wants it? Umar ibn Aman says, Ana ya Rasulullah. Me, I want it. What I can do for it? He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enter to the bathroom and fight until you die. You will go to the Jannah. He was eating dates. He said, Wallahi, Wallahi, إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاةٌ طَوِيلَةٌ إِنْ عِشْتُ حَتَّى أَصُلَ هَذِهِ الثَّمَرَاتِ. وَاللَّهِ إِنَّهَا لَحَيَاةٌ إِنْ عِشْتُ حَتَّى أَصُلَ هَذِهِ الثَّمَرَاتِ. ثم ألقى بها رضي الله عنه ودخل رجاحة المعركة حتى قُتل. He said, والله it's a long line. It's a tough life. If I stay until I finish this eating the food. It's a long life because this minister will our duty for eating these days, it is stopping you from going to the Jannah. That is still the day when you enter to the Prophet of Allah. One of the Tabi'een in the night, he felt that he is not having the courage to wake up in the night and pray. But he's so tired. He hits his legs and he says, stand up! Stand up! The Prophet's companion is telling, they think they will contain him in the dunya. The day after only? Wallahi, if we use this chance to contain him in the dunya, we must contain him in the day after in the dunya. Qulu ayahumma ashab Muhammad. أن يغفروا به في هذه الدنيا دوننا ثم يغفروا به في الآخرة دوننا والله لنزاحمنهم عليه في يوم القيامة. This is This is the action. It happens after believing in the Day of Judgment. One brother is here in this society, and in America, he used to go to the gym. To the gym. Work out. He says, actually, he's not the same the story. There's a sister saying the story. She said, when she was Catholic, before she became Muslim, she used to go there, work out, like the way she do. And this friend, she said, he never looked at me. Sometimes I saw him looking, but when he looked at him, he couldn't see me. Like, even though. So, she said, I wasn't testing him. And once I talked to him. But he didn't answer me like he left. One day I saw him praying. And I'm not saying this story to encourage you to go work out. No. I'm just trying to reach my point now. She said he was praying after, I think. Then she came to him and said, what are you doing? He said, I'm praying. This is. She said, what's this? He said, I'm not saying this is my religion, I have to pray. She said, do you mind if we go somewhere else tonight? He said, I cannot. She said, why? Anything wrong with me? He said, no. In fact, I wish, but I couldn't. She said, I couldn't understand why. Why a man, a young man, a woman offer herself for dating him, going there, and she said, and he said, no. What is calling him? She said, he has a license. He liked his life for him, and he said, this is the thing that's calling me from. She said, the only thing now is, I find myself crying. I don't know why. Even I didn't know what he means. But the family is something that's troubling him more than culture, more than manners, more than anything. More than he has a wife or this kind of thing. No, there's something really troubling him. You know what he means? He said, it's the Hellfire. If I go with you, that means I know that I'm going to punish him in the Hellfire. I cannot. We remember the day after in your life that has given you a example from our life. And she said, you never came back. And she said, this is the reason for me to be came with him. This story. When you're always keeping this in your mind, we forgot. When you remember the day of judgment, when you have that belief, when you have this faith in the day of judgment, in the day after, nothing will bother you in this dunya. Anything can happen to you in this dunya, it's a minor thing when you compare it to the day after. One of the Sahaba, the king of Kisra, Hudayfa radiallahu anhu, when he brought two of the Muslim soldiers and he threw them from him in the boiling oil and they turned right the way to a bone. He said, take the elevator and threw him in the boiling oil. He cried. He said, he came back. He thought that he prayed. You cried? You crying? He said, I prayed? He said, no, Allah. I saw what he just did and it was just seconds. And he passed away. I read that Allah Azza will give me 1,000 souls. So you can throw me in times and times. And I will give myself for the sake of Allah 1,000 times. So because I know what the reward for that in the Jannah. the only people who wish to go back to the dunya after they go to the jannah, the shuhada. Because they know the shaheed who was killed in the presence of Allah, because you will see how great he was. He will see that he wished to come back to the dunya to fight and kill the demon. In the anything happened to you when you compare to the day after, it becomes very small. Accident, you lost something, alhamdulillah, I will receive it. I will receive the reward in the day after. This is not our life, brothers. This is not our future, this life. You're planning for your future, brother. MashaAllah, what's your future? To graduate, to get MBA, and I will go to work in that company. Is that your future? No. That's not our future. يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. You're working hard in this dunya to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are you going to need from you? With what? With a diploma and computer? With a certificate of from the bank $1 million? With what? With an American institution? With what? With Saudi's passport? Huh? With having 4 or 3 languages? With what do you need them? You have the real knowledge, the real things will make you survive in the day after. They say, there's one man, he's a stellar man, riding a boat. 3 people ride with him. One of them is a physician, a doctor, and the other chemical and the computer science. You know, he's just a regular person, he knows nothing, he didn't go to school. This talk show off. So, we know nothing about computers. He said, no. And nothing about the body and you. He said, no, actually, I'm not a doctor. Third one, oh, you know anything about chemical stuff? Stay in the pharmacy. Then, a storm comes. The boat starts shaking. A chair is gone. He asked him, do you know how to swim? He said, no, it's a doctor. Let your certificate help me now, I can't swim. What he has, he knows it, but this is knowledge that makes him survive. But all this degree doesn't make him survive. I'm not saying no, okay, turn your back now to the degree and stay and don't go for a job or don't make your improve your career. No, I'm not trying to say that. I know nobody will obey me, even if I said that. But I'm not calling for that. I say that's wrong. Because I'm asking you, brother, if anyone here has a doubt that Allah is the one who brings the vision, the rizq. Anyone has a doubt? Tell me. You didn't say anything. No, yes. No. All of you agree with me that Allah is the one, He will give you the wealth, the money, for everything from Him. That's right? Because He has control of everything. That's right? You agree with me? Any one of you sitting in the home and say, since Allah has everything in His hands, so I sit in the home and He will send me the money? No one doing this, huh? If somebody doing this, he will be doing something which was true. Right? But why, on the other hand, we believe that Allah is the most merciful. He forgives all the sins. And He gives all the money. He forgives all the sins. Why you are sitting in your home and waiting to receive this mercy? Why you went asking, seeking for money? Why not asking, seeking for His good for the year? What's the difference? Ask yourself. His forgiveness, His jannah doesn't come by sitting down, by acting hard, to Him. كَادِحٌ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. You are going to meet Him. So get ready for that day. وَعَجَبًا لِأُنَاسٍ يَعْمَلُونَ لِدَارٍ يَرْحَلُونَ عَنْهَا كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَرْحَلَةً وَلَا يَعْمَلُونَ لِدَارٍ يَرْحَلُونَ إِلَيْهَا كُلَّ يَوْمٍ مَرْحَلَةً. I'm wondering from people, you're working for a dunya, for a place, working hard for it, and every day you are leaving it. You're going farther from it. And people, they are not working or doing anything for their future, where they are going to. Now if you're working here 3 years and you're going back to overseas, and you're starting building a good home here and still making your home and big house, still like, and after 3 years you're going back to them. It's something right or wrong? Wrong, you should start building there because you're going there. And this is the beginning of the answer. Simple. So brothers and sisters, I know I talk all the time, and maybe more than what I'm supposed to have, but talking about their judgment, it's never finished. Have faith in their day as they start. Faith, it means believe in the heart, talking, speech, and action. Faith in the day of judgment, day after, it's something you believe in it. Something you're talking about in your mind itself. Something you ask for it. This is the true belief of the true faith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people who had a faith in this judgment, and make us among those people who say from the hellfire and rewards and jannah. And also there's a couple of points I will need time to take and talk about how the Quran proved the day of judgment. How the Quran proved the day of judgment. And just before I close it, I want from you, please, when you read Quran, everyone try to promise himself something now. When you come back or read Quran, just think about this point. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Quran, about their belief, عندما أثبت الله البعث والمعاد ربط الله جميع آيات القرآن التي تتكلم عن البعث والحساب جميع آيات القرآن. وأنا أطلب منك تتأمل يا أخي، اقرأ سورة ياسين، اقرأ سورة الروم، اقرأ سورة قاف، تأمل، تجد أن الله يربطها بثلاثة صفات: صفة القدرة، وصفة العلم، وصفة الحكمة. إذ على هذه الصفات الثلاثة مدار البعث والحساب. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always, when he talks about the ba'ath, the day of judgment, he always related to three attributes. Look at all of them. The wisdom, Allah's wisdom, and ability, qudra, that he's able, and the third one, knowledge. And I don't have time to give you the detail on this, but just when you read, try to remember this point, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always connects talking about the day of judgment to this thinking, because everyone denies the day of judgment. He denies it because he thinks Allah has no knowledge, his knowledge is limited, or his ability is limited, or his wisdom is limited. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proves to them that he has the full wisdom, full ability, and full knowledge. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanahu wa ta'ala. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. And this is, by the way, from the trust in God, من أمانة العلم. That's what Ibn al-Qayyim رحمه الله said in Kitab al-Fawa'id about this three attributes and how it's related to this issue. May Allah accept from Allah.